الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just two points that I wish to mention, and we are all aware of these two points, but just muzakara, a reminder. One is that when we are in the qaada of the second rakat, when we get up, many times, not many times, alhamdulillah, I don't notice it much in the students, but commonly it happens also that we lift up both legs when we get up from the second qaada, sometimes from sajda also, and many times some people in sajda, they lift up both legs from the ground. That should not happen. Our toes must be touching the ground. And when we get up from the second qaada, then we have to move the position of our legs, but do it in such a way that our, at least the big toe, and as many other toes can be touching the ground all the time. It mustn't leave the ground. It must be touching the ground all the time throughout the namaz. So that is one point we should keep in mind. The other is, which is also quite disturbing, and which we are all aware of also, but we don't pay attention, is when Adhan is going, then we are commonly talking, and it appears like the students are making mutala. When Adhan starts, it appears now is permission that you close your kitabs and you start talking. And talking very loudly also, a noise actually. And this is total disrespect of the Adhan. Well, one is, the more greater thing is that we should give, at that time, reply to Adhan. That is a great requisite. At that time we should reply. The same happens in the classrooms at Asr time, or if the ustads are teaching after Maghrib, and when Adhan goes and the Sabbath is finished now, then when the ustad walks out, then, or even Zohar time, then usually the students start talking, and not only talking, but talking very loudly, in fact shouting. And no respect for Adhan is given whatsoever. In fact, one person who complained to me that students make a big noise and they don't respect the musallis. But when Adhan was going, he unfortunately didn't think of it. All the time, the whole Adhan, he was talking with somebody. Right through. And after Adhan, at least the dua after Adhan. That also not. The conversation just carried on. So we should be very careful. According to some ulama, we shouldn't even read Quran Sharif when Adhan is carrying on. Though normally it is said, it is preferable that we give jawab of Adhan at that time. But some ulama say that when Adhan is carrying on, don't even be reading Quran Sharif. Our Quran Sharif recital is such a great thing. But at that time, the respect of the Adhan is so great. So please, our students, especially when we come in Isha time and Adhan time, now Adhan is at 25 to 9. So we come, when we're just coming in, Adhan starts and the students are making a big noise at that time. And they know, he no respect for Adhan. And then we complain of many problems that we are having. And when we show this disrespect, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. So therefore, very important that we should show respect to the Adhan. That is the first. Then, which is also important, to reply to the Adhan, to make dua, and then come to the masjid. Also, students usually go to toilet at that time, when Adhan starts. And the toilets, there aren't so many toilets, students are waiting outside the toilets for the chance to go in. And while they are there in the toilet, waiting by the toilets also, a big noise is carrying on. Instead of replying to Adhan softly and then making the dua, but a big noise is carrying on. So therefore, try your best, inshallah, to respect Adhan and to reply to Adhan. It is very important. And in namaz, see that our toes don't leave the ground throughout the namaz. Especially when we are getting up from sajda, from the qaada, that our toes remain touching the ground, or must not lift the leg from the ground. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.